foods that provide the sweet taste are rich in carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Grains, cereals, breads, pastas, nuts, milk, dairy, fish, fowl, red meat, and oils are all classified as sweet foods. Sweet fruits include bananas, cherries, papayas, mangoes, peaches, pears, and raisins. Examples of sweet vegetables which contain a predominance of complex carbohydrates are artichokes, asparagus, carrots, cauliflower, okra, squash, and sweet potatoes. All food from animal sources is considered sweet. If you examine your grocery cart at the checkout counter, you'll recognize that you consume a greater volume of foods in this category of flavors than any other. Since the sweet category covers a wide range of potentially edible substances, from candy to quinoa, it is important to consume sweet foods that are balancing and nutritious. In general, this means favor foods rich in complex carbohydrates, particularly whole grains, breads, cereals, rice, and pasta. Aim for 8 helpings a day. A piece of rye toast, half a cup of pasta, one whole wheat tortilla, half a bagel, half a cup of rice, and a small potato are examples of one complex carbohydrate serving. Consume at least 3 to 5 servings of fresh fruit each day. One peach, one pear, one banana, half a cup of cherries, and half a cantaloupe are examples of one fruit serving. Consume at least 5 servings of vegetables each day. A half cup of most cooked vegetables and a cup of most greens constitute one vegetable serving. Choose from a wide variety of green and yellow vegetables. Choose more vegetable sources of protein, including beans, legumes, seeds, and nuts. Although nuts are high in fat, most of it is polyunsaturated or monosaturated, which is better for you. Nuts contain many beneficial phytochemicals and have been shown to lower cholesterol levels. Favor non-fat and low-fat milk and dairy products. If you eat meat, minimize your intake of red meat, substituting cold water fishes and lean fowl. There is considerable controversy these days regarding the ideal balance of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Advocates of very low-fat diets refer to studies showing that coronary heart disease can be reversed and cancer can be prevented by lowering the intake of saturated fat. Low-carbohydrate advocates suggest that there is an unprecedented abundance of sugars in the modern Western diet, resulting in abnormally high insulin levels, contributing to obesity and diabetes. Although there is validity to the basic premise of both extremes, we take the position that a balanced diet is the most healthful, most likely to result in sustained ideal body weight, and the only one that can be followed for a lifetime. With this in mind, our recommendation is to have a good mix of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Although the Reversal of Aging program does not require or encourage calorie counting, following our recommendations will result in a diet that is approximately 60 to 68% carbohydrates, 15 to 20% proteins, and 20 to 25% fats. Favor complex carbohydrates, vegetable and marine sources of protein, and vegetable and fish sources of fat and oils. Your cooking oils should be either monosaturated, such as olive oil, or polyunsaturated, such as canola, safflower, or sunflower. A small amount of clarified butter, under 1 tablespoonful per day, adds flavor with an acceptable dose of cholesterol. In addition to reducing your intake of saturated fats, this plan naturally increases your consumption of fiber-rich foods, which are helpful in normalizing elimination, lowering cholesterol levels, and reducing the risk of digestive tract cancers. The sour taste results from the chemical action of organic acids on the taste buds. All acids are perceived as sour, including citric acid, ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C, and acetic acid, as in vinegar. A regular dose of sour awakens your appetite and enhances your digestion. It also slows the emptying of your stomach, reducing the insulin-stimulating effects of carbohydrates. Although foods ranging from cheddar cheese to vinegar carry the sour taste, the best sources are fresh fruits including apples, apricots, berries, cherries, grapefruit, grapes, lemons, oranges, pineapples, and tomatoes. Low and non-fat yogurt is also a good source of the sour taste. Fresh yogurt provides acidophilus bacteria, which are helpful in balancing your digestive tract. Sour foods are usually excellent sources of vitamin C and flavonoids, which protect against heart disease and cancer. They also provide soluble fiber, which may reduce the chances of both coronary heart disease and diabetes. Many fermented condiments, such as pickles, green olives, and chutneys, also carry the sour taste. Although they are helpful in stimulating digestion, they are best taken in small amounts. Get the bulk of your servings of sour through abundant helpings of tart fruits, with less from salad dressings and pickled and fermented foods.